Easter's canceled.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, you don't have to watch yourself get crucified for the 2000th time or whatever.
That's great, I guess. Christmas still on, though?
We'll see, Jesus. We'll see.
Last Sunday night, Trump tweeted in all caps, "We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself."
There is no cure, idiot. Gah. Trump is worse than the problem itself.
Yep. Rather than follow the advice of health experts designed to save lives, Donald Trump is saying that he wants to, quote, have the country opened up and raring to go by Easter.
Look, Easter's a very special day for me. And I see it's sort of in that timeline that I'm thinking about. And I say, wouldn't it be great to have all of the churches full? You know, the churches aren't allowed essentially to have much of a congregation there. And most of them I watched on Sunday online. And he was terrific, by the way. But online is never going to be like being there. So I think Easter Sunday and you'll have packed churches all over our country. I think it would be a beautiful time.
A very special day for him. In what way exactly? And packed churches? Who thinks this is a good idea right now except this craven maniac and his televangelist friends? Huh? See? They count on Easter Sunday every year to rake in millions, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, I know you haven't seen Righteous Gemstones, but they cover it there. It's their biggest heist of the year. It would be a beautiful time to get sick as hell.
Trump, however, seems determined to reopen America.
Our country is not supposed to be, you know, it's not built to shut down. Our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space. It's not for our country. We're not built that way.
Ugh, not built that way? Your country is clearly not built to do anything.
Mm.
Your people are overworked and underpaid, and they are loving this well-deserved time off with their families. All of this is proving that Americans don't need to work this hard so that billionaires can have endless profits.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what the fuck is vim and vigor anyway? Sounds like some bullshit. Okay, let me just see what it means. Okay, they both basically mean energy. If they're so full of energy, why all the five-hour energy drinks, huh? Why the obsession with drinking coffee? They're frigging exhausted. And why does Trump pop Adderall like they're candy? Why does he pound Diet Cokes every 5 seconds?
Right.
You're full of shit. You don't got vim and vigor right now. You got viruses. That's some good alliteration, right?
It is. Good work.
This is not a time to do things because you want them or because it's politically expedient to genuflect to the religious right. You have to listen to the doctors, the scientists. Listen to the infectious disease experts, you idiot. This is not the time to go to church. It's the time to stay home, smoke pot, and play video games, me damn it. That's what I'm doing.
You are fired up. You don't need any coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm God.
I know it makes you mad, Dad, but he wasn't done. He spoke some more about Easter.
He did?
Yeah, here's a clip.
I must have missed this.
250 years ago, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose full name, you know, he was Jewish, so his full name might have been like Christowitz. Uh-huh. But God rose him from the dead on a holiday we now call Easter. Not a lot of people know that, but it's called Easter. It's when Jesus and the two Corinthians met the Easter Bunny and came back from the dead. So, you know, it's a beautiful story. Very important for the Christians like me. And I have decided, I'm announcing today, we are going to bring back the economy on Easter Sunday. Because God, who, to be honest, is, you know, he's a good God. He's done some strong things. Some, let's be honest, his record is like not so great, though. He brought one guy back on Easter Sunday, and it was his son. So it was kind of like biased. But we're going to bring back the entire economy on Easter Sunday.
Wow.
And at that point, I think basically I'm better than God. So when we do it, we're going to do it toughly. We're going to do it with great compassion, great strength, tremendous strength, and also toughness. Easter Sunday, we're going to put it on pay-per-view. God versus Trump. Who brings back more people on Easter Sunday? We're doing it. I'm going to fire Fauci probably on Good Friday. And they call it Great Friday for Trump. And that's it. So let's do it. Let's get... perfect health. Let's get back to work. Jesus Christ, not as good as Trump.
Oh.
So funny.
Oh, my. That is spot on. I mean, that's not Trump, obviously, but come on, that was great.
You're right, you're right. That's comedian J.L. Calvin of the Making Podcasts Great Again podcast.
Oh, that's excellent. Well done. Well mm-hmm. done. We need to have him on the show.
Yeah.
I love the part where he coughs. Yeah. And where he says that he's going to fire Dr. Fauci.
On Good Friday.
Probably on Good Friday.
It's perfect.
It's like a pretty good guess. I could definitely see that happening.
And it comes off as an afterthought, which is so great because that's so Trump, just deciding on the spot he's going to fire Fauci.
Oh, that was great. I needed that. We'll be right back after this message. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you. Welcome back. Trump trying to use Easter in this way. This is exactly what he's thinking. I mean, he hit the nail on the head with his satire there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thinks he's bigger than me or you, Jesus. He thinks he's going to resurrect the economy.
Yeah, I mean, why is he so insane?
Why is he so insane? I mean, I think he was dropped on his head as a baby.
Mm.
Jesus. I reviewed the film. It happened at least a few times. His parents didn't love him enough. You know, mm-hmm. they fought mostly. They didn't hug him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sad case. It's a rich tapestry. He carries around a lot of pain, Jesus. I don't want you to, you know, have sympathy for him.
Oh, no.
Who has sympathy for the devil? I mean, if anyone should, it should be you and I, right, Jesus?
Yes.
He's nuts, is the point. And a lot of it is his choice.
Is he trying to get his voters killed? He told them not to worry about going to his rallies.
Right.
He wants to pack people into church pews at a time when the virus might be peaking. It's growing by the day.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. He clearly doesn't care about what happens to his voters. You know... Who's going to actually, you know, here's the thing, Jesus. You know that there are going to be a lot of people going to church on Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all going to be of a certain brand of religion. Probably the evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you know, Trump has a lot of pressure being put on him because his friends in the religious right, you know, all these televangelists we talk about every week here on the goddamn news segment of the God Show, they're making money hand over fist. And they really rely on Easter Sunday. That's their biggest Sunday of the year. Bigger than Christmas, Jesus. People love seeing you die and being reborn. Way more than seeing you born the first time.
How dare you profit off of my death?
Well, you know, it's the whole point of the religion. You're hanging there on the cross. They love it. They even, you know, reenact it.
Oh, man. How could you do that? I am never attending one of those reenactments.
Those passion plays? Yeah, I think they're all canceled this year, too, because, you know, that's a good way to get coronavirus, too.
Yeah.
Well, except in the USA.
Yeah. So these evangelicals are calling up Trump, and they're saying, hey, make sure Easter's on, because we got to make that money.
Yeah, exactly. Never forget, they don't give a damn about the people that vote for them, the people that go to their churches. They just want that money. It's like the theme song to The Apprentice. Money, 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 money,
money. Money! Money!
Yeah.
Money Easter!
We're gonna kill our own voters. I mean, a lot of people are like, good. Let Darwinism take place. That's pretty mean. But it is interesting to see... there is an element of Darwinism to all this.
Yeah.
People that don't take it seriously, and then a few days later, they have it, you know. And then, of course, there's all the innocent people that are trying as hard as they can, and they get it too, and the frontline workers. Bless you, doctors and nurses and grocery store clerks and truck drivers and pharmacists and everybody out there on the front lines right now. You're the real heroes.
Amen.
Like that Dr. Fauci, you know.
Yeah.
He probably is going to end up getting fired. And then Trump will be attacking him on Twitter.
What do you think Dr. Fauci is thinking every time he's standing behind Trump, facepalming and rolling his eyes? This must be so hard for him, because he's a real doctor.
Yeah, he's probably like, this motherfucker.
How did we get here?
Stupid sack of shit, shut up!
Stop lying.
Oh, he just makes it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, this anti-science idiot. Doesn't even believe it's a problem. He doesn't care if 1 million, 2 million people die.
Ugh. Yeah. The good news is it seems like a lot of Americans really like this guy, Dr. Fauci. Even if you're on the right, I think you like him and you trust him. So hopefully Donald isn't going to actually fire him. That would be a very bad day.
And then did you see Trump got on Twitter and mocked, he's been mocking Mitt Romney the whole time?
Yeah, saying, I'm so glad Romney tested negative. I'm so excited I can barely speak. What a weird statement.
He's such a mean girl. It's just, you're the president. The president is an internet troll. That's because Romney voted for impeachment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So Trump hates him.
He's holding a grudge. He can't let it go.
Right. I mean, Romney, I don't know what you're thinking, Jesus, but as far as I'm concerned, he punched his ticket to heaven with that one.
Absolutely. And he's been looking out for the American people.
Lindsey Graham gets the toilet flush. Lindsey Graham, you know, he's going to be like, can I just say one word? And I'm going to be like... Oh, yeah. Trump, the other thing that's scary is like, he hates states that didn't vote for him.
Right.
So, like, California had wildfires, and he was, like, attacking the governor.
Yeah, and he's like, you guys raked the...
You didn't rake the forests. You always have to rake the forests.
Don't you know? Those giant forests you have, you have to rake them all.
He thinks the whole world's a golf course. Right. That's what it is.
And then in New York, he's like, they need to help themselves. I can't help them.
And I saw today on Fox News... This douchebag, Dinesh D'Souza, was laughing and cavorting with Laura Ingraham how it's mostly happening in blue states.
Oh.
And that's, first of all, that's not true. It's spreading everywhere. And these idiots don't seem to understand the concept of exponential growth.
In most major cities, areas where there's the densest population, yeah, they tend to be more liberal, but...
Right. And then in the Bible Belt is where you have... The densest population.
In a different way.
In a different way. So, I mean, you know, it's just mind-boggling. Jesus, what does you being killed on the cross have to do with COVID-19 anyway?
I don't know. News of my death went viral too.
Oh.
I can't figure it out.
Right.
But, I mean, Easter is a time of rebirth. It's the unofficial start to spring in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I guess Trump is thinking it's time to start anew. Jesus is dead. Humans are dead. It's time to get back out there and make some money.
The economy is dead.
The economy's dead. Everything
His chances of getting reelected are dead. That's what he's thinking.
We can only hope.
Yeah, he's going to resurrect the economy.
Yeah, it's
gonna... I mean, because he's the chosen one, right? He's the chosen one. That's what he said.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you getting killed on the cross technically happens on the Friday before Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'll get killed on the cross. Dr. Fauci gets fired on that Friday. And on Easter Sunday is when everyone celebrates you rising from your grave.
Right. And going the to stock heaven. Market rises again.
From its grave. Right. This is what Trump, the marketer, is thinking.
I see.
And on Easter Sunday is when everyone celebrates you rising from your grave and going to heaven. To sit on my right side so we can do this podcast.
Yay.
I can already hear it now. Trump resurrected the economy just like Jesus. Trump is Jesus. My brain is shit.
They definitely say that last part.
So as soon as, you know, this is over, the economy, you know, if it starts to come back, they're going to be like, he's the chosen one.
Yeah.
He led us out through the valley of darkness.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll be right back after this message. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you. Welcome back. Does Trump realize, you know, that if 1 to 2 million people die, the economy will crash anyway?
He's probably not thinking that far ahead. He assumes it won't get that bad.
He can basically think a day at a time, or a week at a time, or a tweet at a time. His attention span is... Squirrel!
And do you think Trump even cares if 1 to 2 million people die? I don't think so.
No, fuck no. The only thing Trump cares about is his reelection. And I know that is not new that politicians care about that, okay? But he really doesn't care if you live or die. He's the best. He's the best at not caring if you die. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, America's going to be number one in fatalities.
Right.
Like, last year, he declared that he was the chosen one. He believes that, okay? Does he think Easter's about him? Does he think he's you, Jesus?
He absolutely thinks he's me. No matter how many people die, he's going to take credit for saving the rest of the Americans.
Right. He's basically, any day now, he's going to say, I am better than God or Jesus.
Right. I saved all of you people. Worship me.
And they will forgive him so fast. They will forget that, or they'll like, you know what? There's a case to be made here that he is. What do you think the Easter Bunny thinks about all this, Jesus? She must be pissed.
Oh, she is pissed. Trump's trying to make Easter happen, which means she's got to go out and deliver baskets and eggs.
Right.
I heard she's trying to get one of those N95 masks, but they're all out of stock at Bunny Mart. It's a really bad time.
Oh, well, you know, I've canceled Easter. It's canceled. Listen, you're all getting this year off.
Yay!
I mean, I know that you're thrilled about it, Jesus, because it's your least favorite holiday, right?
It is. It's even after all this time, it's a terrible reminder for me. It's a bad day to relive, so I'm cool with canceling it.
It's excruciatingly painful to relive your crucifixion every single year.
Yes.
And then what does that have to do with bunnies anyway? Oh, you know what it was? They combined it with a pagan holiday. I remember now.
Oh.
We co-opted the Easter Bunny. Because, you know, the kids. What do you tell the kids?
Right.
The kids are like, Mama, what's Easter? And you're like, well, honey, that's when our Lord and Savior, you see, they stabbed him. And he died for your sins. Uh-huh. But that doesn't make any sense, Mom. Okay, it's a fucking bunny. You know, that's when the dad has to step in. Here, shove some chocolate in your stupid little face.
Yeah, go watch TV. Alone.
Yeah, obviously, Trump is not Jesus. What are some of the main differences between Trump and you, Jesus?
Well, for starters, he's never exhibited empathy, ever. And I'm all about looking out for you and encouraging you to look out for each other. Trump doesn't do that. He's all about looking out for he, himself, and him.
That's why this is kind of a scary thing for the people down there in the USA, is because this is kind of like the trolley problem. You know, mm-hmm. Trump can save himself, or he can save all of you. Who do you think he's going to save?
Right. He's going to save his chances of being reelected.
Yeah.
I can also do way more push-ups than Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Guaranteed. And jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably, you know, you could run circles around him.
Yep. Somersaults. Do a lot of those.
He is a chonky fellow.
Chonky.
I mean, you've been visiting Earth a lot, right, Jesus? You know, what precautions are you taking? Because seriously, Jesus Christ, I feel like you should stay the fuck away from humans right now. Those wrist holes and stigmata are a good way to get an infection.
That is a good point. I am maintaining the CDC recommended 6 feet of distance between myself and humans. If I go down, but I'm also, I'm bowing more instead of shaking hands. I'm waving at the humans from a distance. I'm also using FaceTime more just to keep my distance. And then I'm using my robe to keep my mouth covered because I can't find a mask anywhere either. So no touchy for the foreseeable future.
Right, right. Well, you know, I personally, I'm doing the same thing I've always done.
Oh.
Which is hide out in heaven.
Ah, yeah.
I'd like to stay, you know, infinity feet away from the humans. I am the all-time champion of social distancing. That's right.
When people see you on Grindr, it says infinity feet away.
You literally can't find me, okay? I will always be as socially far away from you as possible. You can find me online. That's about as close as we're going
to
get.
Until you humans come up to heaven. Are you handshaking up in heaven right now?
Of course, it's heaven. You're safe in heaven. There's no coronavirus in heaven, Jesus.
Yet.
Oh.
You just wait. It's going to spread up there one day.
Shit. Heaven has ways of shutting that down. It's heaven.
Yeah.
There can't be disease in heaven.
No, it's filled with disinfectant. See? See?
Excuse me. That is unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
I just took the hit off the bong. That's what that was. Moving on. If we could interview coronavirus, what do you think it would say, Jesus?
Coronavirus would totally say, look out, y'all. I'm here. I'm coming for you if you get near other people.
Yeah. I think coronavirus would say, wash your hands. Stay the fuck away from me. Hang out with your family. You know, I think it's interesting that this is really hard on people who are extroverts or who love to go out and be out in public.
Yes.
Right? For the introverts, they're like, what changed?
I've prepared all my life for this moment.
Yeah, I feel vindicated. It's so nice to not feel like the weirdo for once, because I don't want to go out in dirty-ass public and be exposed to all you fucking disgusting fucks.
Luckily for humans, there are a lot of online tools to help you remain extroverted. You can still talk to people via Zoom or Skype or FaceTime. So there are ways. You just can't have sex with them or touch them in other
ways. Curbside pickup. Yeah.
Curbside pickup.
For your groceries. Don't even go in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw something. I saw a caption on the news yesterday, Jesus, and I laughed for a good solid 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Aides say Trump's in the White House, wondering out loud, when will this end? Because he's a child.
Right.
He's literally a child. We did, you know, a lockdown, social distancing for 1 week, and he's like, oh, when is this going to be over? Oh, my God. He has to go golfing, but he can't go golfing because how would that look?
Or he can't be worshipped at his rallies.
Right. He needs that.
Yeah, he needs that love.
So at the same time as Trump is saying, go back to church and shake hands on Easter Sunday so everyone can get sick, he's also suggesting everyone just has to accept that a lot of people are going to die and just let it go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trump compared it to the flu or people dying in car crashes, because basically like 30,000 people a year die from car crashes in the USA. But what if 30,000 people are dying a month?
And I mean, obviously, car crashes are very different than coronavirus. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. And what does the vehicle industry do when they spot safety problems? They fix them. You know, they add seatbelts. They add driver alerts.
Yeah.
What?
And then the same idiots who are like, man, coronavirus isn't nothing. They're the people not wearing their seatbelts either.
Right. Yeah. And what do? With cars, we make them safer. What do we do right now with coronavirus? We try to save lives by reducing the amount of contact amongst the humans right now. But the stock market demands sacrifice.
Right. You know, I've been seeing a lot of Republicans going on TV saying old people should do their patriotic duty and just die to save the stock market.
Oh, my gosh.
They really reveal their morality, don't they, Jesus?
Yeah.
You know, they were the Democrats want to create death panels in 2008. And now they're literally just like, let the old fucks die.
Yeah.
My stock portfolio is more important.
To that, I say absolutely not. They should not have to sacrifice their lives. Everyone should just stay home. The senior citizens deserve to live the longest and most fruitful life possible.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody just stayed home for literally 2 weeks, coronavirus would be defeated. But because you're only as strong as your weakest links, or because, you know, people literally have no ability to stay home, they have to work, this keeps spreading. And it's just frustrating. How stupid are humans? I make this thing just to make you all stay home, get a few weeks off, stay home. It's like a snow day for the whole world.
It was very nice of you.
Right? Hang out with your family.
The only one who should sacrifice himself maybe is Glenn Beck, since he's actually offering. He said, I'll take one for the team on his radio show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that. You died to save them from Stin, and now they expect old people to die to save the Dow. Whatever happened to being pro-life?
That's only if you're a one-month-old fetus. They stop caring about life the minute it's born.
Right, right. They don't care about you if you're born, or an immigrant, or brown, or handicapped.
Yep.
They only care about the fetus. Right, right.
Once you're out of the womb, it's good luck, kid.
Damn these bastards. Thou shalt not value stocks over human lives. I mean, thou shalt not call thyself pro-life if you're calling for old folks to sacrifice themselves to save the stock market. You bastards.
Amen.
So, in conclusion, again, don't go to church on Easter Sunday. Easter is canceled. Anyone who goes to church on Easter is putting themselves in danger of catching a nasty virus and possibly dying a horrible death. And unlike Jesus, you will not be rising in 3 days. So stay safe, mortals. Thou shalt stay at home. The Lord has spoken. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you.